Lack of physical evidence continues to be an issue at the Fairbanks 4 hearing. Three pieces of possible evidence were raised yesterday during an ongoing hearing into whether George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent were wrongly convicted of the 1997 beating death of John Hartman. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Marvin Roberts' uncle discredited a claim he disposed of a pair of blood-stained shoes from the Hartman attack. Kenny Mayo was responding to an allegation earlier in the hearing made by a former girlfriend that he threw bloody shoes from his nephew in a dumpster hours after Hartman was found with mortal injuries attributed to being kicked and stomped. Mayo told the court he doesn't remember any such shoes.
If something like that happened as memorable, such as that, I would remember it. That did not occur. That did not happen.
Also Wednesday, a state investigator testified that the hood of Marvin Roberts' long-impounded car was shipped to a Lower 48 forensics lab for testing. The 1992 sedan is alleged to be the vehicle that transported Roberts, George Freese, Kevin Pease, and Eugene Vent to and from the Hartman attack scene. State Trooper investigator Lance Dahlke testified that when reviewing case evidence last year, he decided to see if apparent dirt stains on Hartman's corduroy pants matched a smudge on the car's hood.
I felt there was nothing to lose at that point, and so I personally took the hood off the car, went and got a hood box, and packaged the box or the hood up.
Dahlke says he shipped the hood and pants to an Illinois-based laboratory for analysis. The state did not share test results, indicating they came back negative. Fairbanks 4 legal team attorney Rick Allen read a portion of the lab report undermining the existence of dirt on the pants.
Closer examination of these regions showed that the color was due to wear rather than heavy deposits of dust. You see that?
Yes, sir, I do.
So what you initially thought was dirt on the pants was not actually dirt, but was wear in the pants.
The only other new evidence noted by Dahlke was a crumpled $10 bill he says he found in the crack between the front passenger seat and door edge of Robert's car. The state presented the money as cash possibly taken from Hartman. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.